I pray that I may speak and you may hear, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Given the events of this week in the Mediterranean, I was thinking of those poor souls who are set adrift in the sea without any identification or nationality they wish to admit. And I thought of, we are fortunate to hear, to have passports and a nationality. So this came to mind. I wonder, does everyone here have a passport? I have one, but to be honest, I'm not sure where mine is. It's a while since I used it. However, I think it's somewhere in the back of the cupboard with important documents. We all have such a cupboard. When I return home, I'll go and check, just to be sure. I feel a little guilty about this uncertainty because passports are, in fact, very important documents, particularly in this day and age when nothing is true until you have a piece of paper, or in this case, a little navy blue, more latterly, booklet to prove your claims. A passport's diminutive size and small gold crest and wording United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland betrays its import. You see, a passport says a lot about the person that holds it. It shows of which country I am a citizen. Like all passports, mine has my image, my identity, carefully and irrevocably bonded in its pages. My full name, Stuart James Carolyn Evans. My date of birth, yes, 2nd of May 1965, I'll be honest. My place of birth, Isleworth, Middlesex. It has a number that is unique too. No other passport has the same number. In many important ways, my passport embodies my identity. In some ways, superficial perhaps, it is me. An interesting fact about passports is they don't belong to us. They are not our property. Every passport has the small print that reads, "This passport remains the property of her," in mine, but more latterly, His Majesty, or at least His government. So I suppose, as it says so much about us, and as it does not belong to us, having such a document is quite a responsibility. We are to carry it with us when we journey. We are to treat it with respect and, above all, not to let it be lost. Of course, our passports really come with into their own when we go out on a journey. That's when they're most important. We are to present them when we cross the border of another country. By it, we are recognised as someone that, although from another country, is not here as an enemy of the country we are entering. Indeed, the writing on the inside of the front cover, perhaps in somewhat arcane language, reads, "His Britannic Majesty, Secretary of State, requires and requests in the name of His Majesty to afford the bearer such assistance and protection as may be necessary." However, despite the grandeur of these words, the passport does not itself protect us from harm when going out. Okay, so what's all this got to do with today's readings, you wonder? Well, when I was thinking on the events of this week, I think, in a sense, we as Christians have a passport. And this passport also has a power and import that betrays its small outward size and appearance. Because for a Christian, I believe our passport is hope. Is hope. In today's reading, Paul writes, "Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to His grace in which we stand, and we boast of our hope of sharing the glory of God." So the characteristic of a justified Christian, according to Paul, is what marks us, is hope. Our hope is the only thing about us about which we may boast. God has sent His Secretary of State, as it were, His ambassador, Jesus, to grant us citizenship by His suffering. Our passport of hope bears the nationality Christian. Our hope, our mark of citizenship of His kingdom, is that we are justified by faith in Him, His gift. So our hope is not some unfounded and undirected optimism, but the confidence that God's plans will come to fruition in us, in what we do and what we say and how we act, empowered by Jesus' actions, by his dying and rising for us. And I'm sorry, as much as a passport doesn't protect us from suffering, nor does our hope. The quality of a justified Christian is not some serene, self-satisfied smile that says, I'm at peace with myself. You may have that. Rather, it is the face of one who knows that suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character, and character, hope. Of course, with our earthly passport, our heavenly passport brings with it responsibilities. In our reading from Exodus, God makes a covenant with the people Israel on the mountain. They are to be marked out as his people. This small Old Testament passage is of great importance. It demonstrates that God is making good his promise to Abraham. Realizing the import of these few words, the people respond, and we heard them, everything the Lord has spoken, we will do. Everything the Lord has spoken, we will do. By this, they take the responsibility of hope, of living out God's covenant to keep the passport safe. And turning to our gospel, Jesus gives authority to his disciples and sends them out, taking nothing with them. So how, we may ask, are they to be recognized by others? How are these people going out two by two who would have been relatively unknown be recognized? How will those they meet on the road know that they are not just peddling some false system of lies from yet another itinerant preacher? People knew them. People will know us, I believe, because of our passport of hope. Our passport that identifies us as people of a kingdom that is subject to God, the God of love, upon whom we base our hope. A hope, like our passports, that does not spring from us, but rather from Christ's authority shown on the cross. It is this hope passport that we clutch in our hands as we cross the borders of his kingdom and go out in his name into the world. It does not protect us from suffering, but it does say we belong. It says we are citizens of his kingdom out in the world, abroad. Paul tells us, hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Our God-centered and inspired hope is what identifies us to others, the citizens of his kingdom. This hope is our identity, our authority, our passport. I'll finish as I began. Does everyone here have a passport? Do we know where it is kept? Do we know where hope lies when we return home, when we kneel in prayer, when we exchange the peace, when we take the blessed bread and wine of the sacrament? Perhaps we will do well to seek it out and make sure for all of us hope is still there. Amen.